this song is about New York City and their subway system. And the only thing you really need to know is Whitehall is where the court is for petty crimes in New York City. And everything else, if you listen carefully, is exposed to you in the words of the song. So, and it's got a chorus that we'll ask you to help us out
on.
We need
help on this song.
And we're going to do a little body action that you can, it's like this.
You'll catch on.
You'll see us do it the first time, and we expect you to do it the second time. I don't think we'll
even as you laugh. You can laugh and do this
at
the same time.
I don't think we'll have time to stop, though, because we're on a very tight schedule here at Cheyenne's. We're happy to be here and pleased to be here in Cheyenne's Coffee House in Torrington. But yeah, we're not going to stop. We're not going to give you...
You
have to pick it up on the fly, kids.
Yep. So we're going to start with the chorus that goes like this, and three, and...
Mark one, Torrick, strap hangers, raise it, we're weary arms to you.
You do that.
We're no metro card machine at Aqueduct Station, just one nap on to it out.
Your strap hangers, see, well, y'all know the story of that boy from Boston, Charlie of the MTA. Here's another song about a subway rider that happened in New York, they say. Oh, Mark Juan Torrey went out to Aqueduct to bet on the Steinman handicap. He didn't own a car, he didn't hire a taxi, he just hung on to that subway strap. Well, by his side hung his pretty little girlfriend. Her name, it escapes me right now. She didn't much like ponies, she didn't like racing, but she went along anyhow. They wagered $20 at the racetrack and lost it and went to split the scene. Got to Aqueduct Station, came to the realization there weren't no metro card machine. Well, worse than that, the ticket window was closed, so with no way to pay his fare, Mark closed through the turnstile with his pretty little girlfriend and ran into two transit cops there. Those cops, they didn't arrest him, they didn't beat him senseless, did they? They didn't even haul him in. They just gave him a ticket for $60, and here's where the trouble did begin.
We're no metro card machine at Aqueduct Station, just one down on 2M.
And he's supposed to be singing too, you know.
Mark Wintour, well, he's why I'm singing, if his name you do not recall. As fate would have it, old Mark was a lawyer, and he beat it down to Whitehall, where he argued his fine, cause the Transit Bureau says in their brochures every single station has a MetroCard machine. Of this you can be assured. Well, you know it says the same thing on the Transit Bureau website, and technically it is true, cause on a long dark hallway from Aqueduct Station there's a machine at Conduit Avenue. Well, was Mark lazy?
Yeah.
Or just unknowing?
Yeah.
You'll never read it in the Times.
That's right.
I can't help but ask you to finish this song out, or either of those such a big crime.
Yep.
Here we go now.
Mark Wontore, Mark Wontore, strap hangers raise their weary arms to you. We're no metro card machine at Aqueduct Station, just one down from to it at
Thank you. That's Bill Wisnowski playing the Strugs tuners on his old banjo there.
Yeah.
rugged.